Are you ready to enjoy Korea's palaces this spring? I'm DJ Brian, and I'll be back right after this song. Welcome, y'all, to another episode of K-Pop Connection. It is Wednesday, April 15th, 2026, and we just heard 볼사 with Atlantis Princess, Atlantis 소녀. Now, for 9 days this spring, the palaces of Seoul are doing something extraordinary. They're not just preserving history, they're bringing them to life. The K-Royal Culture Festival returns this spring, transforming the grand spaces of the Joseon Dynasty into immersive stages that invite visitors to step directly into Korea's royal past. And this year, there's a clear focus: opening that experience to the world. Across 5 major palaces and Jongmyo Shrine, visitors from around the world can take part, specially curated programs, from hands-on craft workshops to guided storytelling experiences. Changdeokgung Palace will offer a nighttime tour titled The Dance of Crown Prince Hyomyeong and the Moon, blending performance and history under the stars. Foodies can visit Deoksugung Palace for the Emperor's Dining Table, an elegant recreation of royal cuisine paired with stories of Korea's imperial era. And for someone and something truly timeless, we got Jongmyo Shrine, who will host a rare nighttime performance of Jongmyo Jaereak, a UNESCO-recognized ritual music that has echoed through centuries. What makes this festival special is accessibility, y'all. English language programs, limited group sizes, and carefully designed experiences will make it easier for international guests to connect with Korean culture in a meaningful way. So, if this has been on your list of things to do, go check it out. But for now, let's check out a song by Yuna featuring 10cm with Deoksugung Stonewall Walkway. Hey guys, here's a quick announcement on various ways y'all can tune into our show. We have apps you guys can download for free and listen to us conveniently through the KBS Kong, KBS World Radio, and KBS World Radio On Air apps. If you're listening to us via podcast, which can be found on our website or through any podcast app, don't forget to subscribe and rate us 5 stars so more listeners can join in on the fun. And just keep in mind that all the songs are cut out for copyright reasons on podcasts. Also, remember to subscribe and like our YouTube channel, KBS World English. The channel provides 24-hour streaming of all your favorite KBS World Radio programs like KPC, as well as all the shorts featuring all the behind-the-scenes action going on here. So check it out and be in the know. And meanwhile, for our listeners in Malaysia, you guys can enjoy KBS World Radio programs on Malaysia's Astro Radio. Just make sure to download the SYOK Shock app and find KBS World Radio channel for 24-hour non-stop streaming. And for more information, come visit our website world.kbs.co.kr or our gram at KBS K-pop. While you're there, don't forget to post up your song requests, comments, and your answers to our Y2C question of the week for a chance to win a prize. Now, back to our show. And now let's get more songs in. We got Longshot with Vanilla Days, and then Plave with Soul with a song called HMPH. Would you like a coffee or tea? That is right. Time for you to take a break from whatever you're doing and focus only on the K-Pop Connection team, because we have something that is extraordinary right now. Something, especially if you're a kid who watched the show Friends and Ross was your favorite character, this is something that might be up your alley, because this might be a little bit of news that you probably didn't know about me. I was actually interested in this. I wanted to be a scientist for this specific thing. So we're going to get into it, and you're probably going to be like, what? Brian, you never ever brought this up. I know. This is something I never talked about. One thing I've never brought up. But let's get into it. Now, you guys know, it's not every day you get to hear about new dinosaur species being discovered. Yes, and even in Korea, y'all, which has a world-famous hotspot for dinosaur footprint sites along the southern coast. So imagine you being a dinosaur scientist, whatever you want to call it, a Ross Geller, you know what I'm saying? And discovering the fossilized remains of a 113-million-year-old dinosaur that no one has ever seen before. So let's meet Dulosaurus hominy. I know it almost sounds like saying halmoni, but Dulosaurus hominy, Korea's first new dinosaur species to be discovered in 15 years. Although dinosaur footprints and eggshells are found more commonly in Korea, dinosaur fossils are actually quite rare, especially bones. So uncovering even a partial skeleton? That's a big dealio. And looking at the bones, scientists say this dinosaur wasn't some giant, terrifying predator. No, it was tiny, just a couple of feet long, and probably still a baby when it died. Which brings us to the name. It's inspired by Dooley, the little dinosaur, a very famous Korean cartoon created by Kim Soo-jung. If you grew up in Korea, you know Dooley, you know. Dooley, Dooley. You know, he's basically the country's original baby dinosaur celebrity. So, when scientists realized their fossil was also a baby, they thought, well, this just makes sense. And honestly, it might just be the cutest dinosaur name ever. Dulosaurus hominy. No. Anyways, let's get in two songs before we get into your requests, y'all. We got IU with Celebrity and Agnew with Dinosaur. Requests and responses! Okay, that was my rock shout right there for y'all, because it is time for me to shout out all your requests, and you know which songs are stuck in your heads are the ones that I'm going to blast for you guys, and we have one lucky winner that I'm going to announce toward the end of this segment, and you guys are going to get a prize. And you can always check back to see if you won or not by going to our website, world.kbs.co.kr. And the winners are always posted on our playlist on the K-Pop Connection program page. And we keep a close track of our message board, Graham, and the KBS World English Service page on the Book of Faces for your comments and requests. So if you haven't already, send them in. And if your request doesn't get played today, it will be played throughout the week, which means you can't go nowhere. You can't listen to the S station or the M station, only the KBS station. Yes, we will find out if you listen to other stations, because our producer, she's a little psycho, and she knows where you live. She knows what you listen to. She knows what you eat as well. Yes, she went to jail 10 times. I made all that up. Please don't believe me, y'all. Anyways, get into the first one. First request is by @jandre08. Hi, DJ Brian. I love your show, and I'd really appreciate it if you could play Body to Body by BTS. Yes. We have a lot of listeners. I'm telling you, a lot of people around the world who love the new BTS Arirang album. I'm one of them, you know, especially toward the end of the song. You know, when they're like, I'm just like, yo! You know, I watched the documentary because my cousin Mamie, and they were trying to debate of putting that in the song or not. And we had RM and Suga kind of like, no, let's not put that in. I was like, yo, RM and Suga, you have to put it in. You know what I'm saying? J-Hope was like vibing. I was like, I'm with you, J-Hope. It needs to be in the song. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I agree with you, J-Hope. But either way, we're going to play this for all the army out there. Let's check it out. We also had, at Luzuloka26. I'm sorry for butchering your ID. You wanted to hear the song too. So for all the army out there, including myself, I'm not army, but including myself because I like the song, let's check it out. It is BTS with Body to Body. All right, that was BTS with Body to Body. All right. I know that pumped a lot of people up right now. It is a good pump up song. Like, especially if you're about to go out with your friends, especially if you're about to go clubbing or motivate yourself to go to the gym. It's a good gym song, too. You know what I'm saying? If you have to run on the treadmill or a bike, it'll motivate you. All right. We're going to get into our next request. I'm about to say new request. From Momo from the message board. Hello, DJ Brian. I would like to request 축복 by 안재욱. This is a melodious song suitable for playing at a wedding. Thank you so much. Oh, I haven't heard this song. I know who he is. I haven't heard the song, though. Maybe I have, and I just forget it. So I'll probably hear it and be like, oh, I do know this song. So, all right. We're going to get to our next one. It is a message from Thu Azar from the Book of Faces. Hello, DJ Brian and team. My song request is Flower Road by Big Bang from Myanmar. Okay, Myanmar. Cool, cool, cool. We have listeners from Myanmar. So with no further ado, let's check out the two songs that were just requested. First up, 안재욱 with Blessing 축복. And then we have Big Bang with Flower Road 꽃길. All right, that was Big Bang with Flower Road 꽃길. I'm going to get into more of your requests right now. But don't go anywhere. We still have a winner to announce. Next one is from Dewan Rafiquel Islam from the message board. Dear Brian, how are you? Hope you and all K-Pop Connection staff are doing well and keeping safe. Please play Hearts to Hearts Style. I will be waiting to hear this song on air. Well, wait no longer. We do have the song set up for you, so you are lucky and you are in luck because you get to hear a song. You don't even have to wait throughout the week. Yes, we're going to play it for you. And lastly, we have one from at Ilham Aura. Hello, DJ Brian. Actually, I feel nostalgic about 2 p.m. and I'm still attached to them, especially the original seven members. Those early days were unforgettable. They were incredibly talented, hardworking, and always full of energy to me. I would like to listen to their song again and again. Thank you. Yes, that's a great song too. Was that when Park Jae-bum was still in the group? Oh, so the original members. All right. Well, you guys know we still have a winner to announce, so listen to these two songs, but you better come back. If you're going to go to the potty, you know, bath and break, make a snack, whatever, but keep your headphones on and come back because we still have a winner to announce. Hearts to Hearts, Style, 2 p.m., again and again. Yes, we just heard again, again, again. Yes, by 2 p.m.s. Now we have a winner to announce, and today's winner for our requests and responses is at JAndres08. Congratulations, winner. Let us know your physical mailing address by sending it to our email, kpop@kbs.co.kr, with your gram handle, name, message board ID, so we can send you a prize. But also include the name and the date so we can find you. Makes it that much easier for us to send you a prize. And now let's get in two songs before we actually close our show. We got Mighty Mouth featuring Min Young of Boo Boo Girls. This is called La La La. And then we have BB with Pado. Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, that's all the time that we have for you guys today. Thank you for tuning in. And we have a great song by Chung Se-un called Love in the Margins, taking us out. Our producer is Che Dong-kwon. Our writer is Karen Choi. I'm DJ Brian, and this has been K-Pop Connection. You may disconnect now.